No, you just head to the
pizza. Ah, okay. In an Italian cafe in an English city, a Spanish citizen is contemplating her first vote in a UK election.
Yes, for me it's a very, very new experience, and it's a very, very important experience for me as a Spanish citizen.
Isis Acosta feels this is a chance for her to complete the process of truly integrating into British life.
Because I am living here, I am paying taxes, I feel myself as part of the society, of the British society. So, yes, it's very important to be part of this process.
According to Dr. Sue Collard from the University of Sussex's European Institute, for the first time ever, the number of non-British EU nationals like ISIS who might vote here in the Euro election could top 500,000.
One of the factors that clearly motivates people to vote is the length of stay here. So given that some of these people have been here since 2004 or even before, they're more likely to engage.
So I presume there is a sense that this vote in some areas could make quite a difference.
Yeah, but that's assuming that they're all going to vote for particular parties. I mean, there's even a not insignificant proportion of Poles who say they might vote for UKIP.
Dr. Collard says turnout is hard to predict, but EU citizens are being encouraged to vote by the organisation New Europeans. Its chair is Roger Casali.
They contribute to our society in many different ways. And yes, in this way, by voting, they are participating also in our democratic life here. And it's very important that they feel that they can do that. They have a stake in our society. And I think the number one thing that they'll be concerned about is that they might lose their right to work in the UK were Britain to leave the EU.
But this election could see another first across Europe, with polls suggesting more than a third of the seats in the European Parliament could go to anti-EU parties. Here's Associate Professor of Politics Matthew Goodwin from Nottingham University.
Well, in several European states, the radical right is polling very strongly in France, Austria, Sweden, Denmark. And also, of course, we've got more specifically Eurosceptic movements, the True Finns in Finland, which are very similar to UKIP. And so after these elections, we're likely to see the European media really focus on Europe lurching to the right.
Whatever the final makeup of the European Parliament, the MEPs taking seats will, for the first time, have a major new power.
The slogan of this campaign is "This time it's different."
That's Marjorie van den Broek, who speaks for the European Parliament. She explained that what's different is MEPs will now have a veto over who becomes the President of the European Union Commission, a powerful post which can shape the political direction of the EU for the next 5 years.
The European Council, which is composed of the government leaders, they will nominate a candidate for the Commission President. Then the Parliament elects the candidate. If there is not the required majority, then the government leaders will need to come up with a new candidate.
So you really, whoever you vote for your MEP, this has a real bearing on who becomes the Commission President this time then?
Yes, it does.
But whilst there are a number of firsts like that to be found in this year's election, for British people there could also be a major last too. With growing talk of a possible in-out referendum on Britain's EU membership by 2017, an exit vote then could make this week's European Parliament election the very last UK citizens take part in.